Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Tim Wildman, President of the American Family Association.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to Today's Issues. That's the name of this program. And we named it that way in 1991, and we haven't changed it. Today's Issues. I know it's boring. But, you know, we came up with that after 5 minutes of brainstorming, and we stuck with it. And it's 2000 and whatever year this is, 16 already.
I think we should call it, like, Issues of Thrones or something.
That's what I'm thinking. We may need to upgrade and create our own virtual game.
Yeah.
For the internet or something like that.
Something like that. Something that, has a little more.
Something for the young people.
Yes, that's right.
That's what everything's geared for.
Them, their young
today,
people. The millennials. The millennials will dig it.
We need something for the millennials.
We call it Issues of Thrones.
Yeah, something for the millennials. What did you think about what we talked about with Janet last hour, last 30 minutes, in terms of, don't you think most people.
So you finally want my opinion?
Well,
after
I do.
After you and Janet talk for 30 minutes, now you want my.
I do want your opinion because I think most people, don't you think most people, and I'm talking about Christians, people like kind of people who would listen to us,
right,
understand that the choices we have for president are not the best that they've in the history of our republic, would you say?
Yes.
And don't you think. I'm asking the question, I'm answering at the same time. So don't you think we should allow some grace here between brothers and sisters to vote? Go ahead.
Well, we should always allow some grace. I mean, our speech is to be seasoned, salted with grace. Right. Now, that doesn't mean we can't try to persuade one another, and that's what's great about our country is you get an opportunity, the freedom to say what you believe.
But what about questioning your Christianity?
You know, here's the thing about Christians. They're going to, at some point, somebody's going to question your Christianity about something. You what? You don't believe in the pre-tribulation rapture? You're not a Christian. You know what I'm saying? What? You're a Calvinist or an Arminian, take your pick. You're not a Christian. So at some point, one of your brothers or sisters is going to insult you in the course of a heated argument. But we it shouldn't be that way. We should, you know, we should stand for the truth as we have come to understand it from the scriptures. We try to apply it to life, but I'm just going to tell you, it is very difficult to apply the principles of the Bible to a system of government that was nowhere around 2,000 years ago. So don't tell me that the Bible.
So Paul didn't have signs in his yard for candidates. Is that what you're telling me?
That's what I'm saying. We need to be gracious because what we're trying to do is extrapolate from the scriptures principles that help us, you know, in this kind of a setting where we get to pick the government, you know. And so that's why I try. You know me, Tim. I'm a very gracious person. You know, I don't have strong opinions. I mind my own business.
Hockey, you do.
I do. I'm a Bruins fan.
You're not very gracious.
I'm not ashamed.
Hockey.
I'm not ashamed of it. When it comes to the Montreal Canadiens,
there is hate
in my heart.
You're a hater.
Same thing with the New York Yankees when it comes to baseball.
Right. You're a hater. I mean, but when it comes to politics, and you know, we sometimes. You know, like with the, you know, you go through the election process, primary process. As I said earlier, nothing divides friends like political primaries.
You got that right.
I mean, nothing.
Yeah,
you're for him. Wow,
I'm shocked.
I'm shocked. You call yourself a Christian?
Yeah,
you're gonna vote for him or her or whatever.
Her. Yeah,
it's just basically, if you want to peel it all back, and I don't mean to, I'm not trying to avoid the question of voting at all, but I'm just saying our problem is deeper than that.
Right.
What we are experiencing today in the political arena is a symptom of spiritual darkness
that has
engulfed our land,
yes,
quite frankly. And we have a lot of fun on this show, but that's not funny.
No.
Because if we don't have revival and we don't have a change in our country where we get back to fearing Almighty God, I'm talking about broadly and generally, as we used to do in this country. There was a time, you remember the expression, God-fearing people?
Yes.
Most people were God-fearing people, even if they didn't go to church. I remember J.J. Jasper telling me, for example, his dad didn't go to church. J.J.'s dad, growing up, didn't go to church.
Right.
This is back, would have been back in the 60s or early 70s. So his dad, in Kentucky, his dad didn't go to church. His mom did, I think. But so J.J. went out one day on Sunday and he was going to mow the grass. And J.J. got out the lawnmower, going to mow the grass. His dad comes out there. He's a heathen. He comes out there and goes, "What are you doing?" "I'm going to mow the grass." "No, you're not. It's against the Bible. You are not going to mow the grass. Your neighbors will see you. And, you know, it was a funny thing J.J. was telling.
Right.
But the point was the Christian value system so permeated the broad culture that the social mores were affected.
Right.
That's why you didn't see Ricky and Lucy in the same bed together.
Right. They were married.
Yeah. That's back in the
40s. Real life.
That's
they
because
were.
The Christian value system.
Right.
So permeated the general culture. We're going to have that back. Let's pray for that and work for that. Hey, let's talk to John Sparks. He's the CEO of India Partners. India Partners, speaking of partnering, we're partnering with India Partners. John Sparks is in studio with us. Good morning, John.
Good morning. It's good to be with you today.
Thank you. John, where do you hail from?
That's a hard question.
You talk funny, John, be honest with you. So I want people to know where you're from.
My wife and I lived in India for 10 years. And so in living there, I would speak to these Christian brothers whose third language was English. And it warped my English. My wife, who was born in India, speaks better English than I do. So,
well, but where's your U.S. home?
We live in Oregon.
In Oregon.
State of Oregon.
Great state of Oregon. Now, you are the CEO of India Partners. Describe your ministry.
India Partners comes alongside of indigenous ministries in India. People of God, men of God, who are leading their Christian work there and help them to do what they're doing better. Most of our work is working with people who are living in extreme poverty, helping them to thrive and to change their circumstances so that they can succeed in life.
You know, John, I don't like to beat up on America. I mean, I know everybody here, I guess, knows it's a very blessed country compared to other countries around the world. So, you know, if you haven't experienced the kind of crushing poverty you're talking about, there's no sense in pretending you do. But ministries like yours are very important in trying to help Americans, especially American Christians, understand the great needs that are out there. How do you do that? How do you pull that off? How do you help Americans who live in relative affluence? Obviously, there's poverty in this country, comparatively speaking. But how do you help Americans understand the kinds of incredible needs there are in India?
It's a very difficult task. In some ways, I'll go back to Jesus' illustration of the rich man and Lazarus, and that Lazarus was really there at his gate. The need was there presented to him. And so here in America, there was a book a number of years ago, The World is Flat. And so
Thomas Friedman.
Yeah, the world, and for Americans, the world truly is flat, and the needs of these people are, you know, one website away.
Yeah.
And so to be able to get that spark of interest, they hear a sermon, they hear something and they say, we really need to be caring for others. You hear on the radio all the time, the need is to care for others. And so if that need is there, it's look up our website, listen to the radio, respond. When God speaks, respond.
What is the website?
Go ahead.
By the way.
IndiaPartners.org.
Okay.
IndiaPartners.org. Related to what you just said, Ed, a lot of times I hear American bashing by people who do work in foreign countries, and John's not one of them.
Right.
But we better be careful about that, because if not for American Christians, there would be no charity work done in many places in the world.
Tim, I'll,
yeah, go
I'll
ahead.
Come along with that, and that even in the missions realm,
yeah,
we go back and we say missionaries, you know, of the last 50 years did things poorly. But these are the missionaries who have evangelized Africa.
Amen.
Africa has more Christians Amen. Per capita than Europe now. They've evangelized South America. They've evangelized most of Asia. And so these missionaries who didn't do things right are responsible for the great groundswell of the gospel around the world. And so recognize that the people who may not do it right, but the people who get off their duff and do it.
Amen.
Are the people Amen. Who God uses.
Right. You know, poverty is not a virtue, all right? Sometimes people think it is, but they want the rich person to help them. You see what I'm saying? And so and the wealthy, there's accountability with wealth that the Bible talks about, which makes it more difficult to you to live a Christian life. That is true. I'm just saying I sometimes I hear people bash America for being wealthy, and I'm thinking, well, why are you here asking for money? Why don't you go ask it from the poor people? Because poor people don't have money to give. So I'm saying God has blessed America financially so that we can help ministries around the world.
Wealth is opportunity.
Amen.
My wife is from India.
Right.
And so she has the greatest respect for America. Because she sees that the sacrifice that Americans have made over history, are making today, is transforming the world. And so it's people who bash America don't know the facts.
Yeah, maybe I didn't articulate it exactly the way I wanted to a few minutes ago. I didn't mean to sound like, you know, looking down on others. Certainly we don't look down on right. others around the world who aren't as blessed as we are. I'm just saying that... God has blessed America in many ways financially so that we could do the kind of work around the world to help people who are in need.
And there's nothing wrong with reminding people of our, because the Bible is very clear, as you pointed out, that we do have a responsibility to others.
Yeah. Yeah. But if America's dirt poor, we can't help anybody.
Right.
All right, John, tell us about, we have partnered with you. We, American Family Radio, have partnered with your ministry, India Partners, to build houses or to build. Go ahead.
Yeah, it was a children's home in the state of Andhra Pradesh in India that John Riley came over and they saw this children's home. And immediately they said, these people need more room. We had gone beyond the limits that we were approved as far as the number of children that were in the home. And they said, well, we have to do something. We cannot just let this continue, because they saw all the good that was happening there, but there was just not enough room for the ministry that was there. And so they said, we have to do something. And so I would have to say it was AFR who came to us and said, we have to do something.
And we helped raise the money through our listeners.
Yes.
So you guys could do the work.
Yes. So the listeners gave this great response and said, yes, let's build more.
What did you build? How many?
Well, we had a single floor, and so they raised enough money to put two more floors on the children's home in a two-day program that they ran. And so they just responded very generously and brought about this great change that was for these children.
Who lives in them?
Well, there's three types of children that are going to be there. They're going to be complete orphans, so they've lost both their mother and father.
How many of those you got?
Probably half the kids there. And
so, like 10, 12?
No, it'd be about 20 of the kids are going to be.
You have 20 orphans?
There's 40. There's 40 children right now in the program, and through AFR, they're expanding that. Yes.
So half of them are orphans.
Yeah, complete orphans.
What about the other half?
We call them a semi-orphan, so they've lost one parent, but the remaining parent is incapable of really taking care of their children. And so they allow us to take care of, they put the child into our care. And then the third is a group of kids who are, their parents live in extreme poverty. And so they make less than like a dollar, $1.50 a day, and they just cannot raise their children. And so they bring them into this home, which usually one of the pastors will see the children in the village and bring them into
the home.
Who's
there full-time day-to-day taking care of these people?
A pastor and his wife are the ones that lead the ministry.
Are they native Indians?
Yes, everyone is from India.
Okay.
Yeah. So they are there with the ministry, but they also have hired staff, which cook the meals, and hired staff, which give training and tutor the children as well as nurture and care for them.
Well, it's a wonderful ministry. It's called India Partners. And so, folks, you're going to be hearing more about this on American Family Radio. We have done our homework, and these guys have a great track record, India Partners do, and they are very credible. And we've been even over there to see what they're doing firsthand. I haven't personally, but staff of our, to check them out, and they're doing the work of the Lord in India, and doing an unusual work in the inner city area, surrounded by, I mean, there are very few Christians, right? And so they're getting the gospel of Christ, both in word and in deed, demonstrated. And John, anything else you wanted to share with us?
I have to thank AFR and thank the listeners for their Christian love demonstrated through their actions.
Amen. We have good listeners. Our listeners respond
every time
to these kinds of things, and we're very proud of them and grateful to God that we have people of that kind of quality who are willing to give. So indiepartners.org, right?
Correct.
Is the website if they want to go. And if, as you said, one click away, they can begin to see some of the needs that God, you know, not as a guilt thing, but as an opportunity. That's what you said, as an opportunity to take part in helping people halfway around the world.
Praise the Lord.
John, thank you so much for being our guest.
Yeah, thank you, John. Appreciate it.
Thank you for your time.
I was just kidding about you talking funny earlier. Well, I was halfway kidding. You do talk a little funny, but
I'm a Yankee down here in the South,
right?
So I don't ever criticize anybody in terms of talking funny. Talking funny when I go pack my cow out in the harbor.
The people who talk funny are people who don't talk like you,
right?
Wherever you are. All right, you're listening to the radio program Today's Issues on the American Family Radio Network. Just for the record, Fruit Basket Turnover is a children's game. I was correct in my memory.
As usual, you were correct.
Yes, and you didn't say it wasn't. You just said you had not heard of it. You were not familiar with it. Hey, joining us right now is Alex McFarland, who's on each afternoon with the Exploring the Word radio program on American Family Radio, where they study the Bible each afternoon from 3:05 to 4 o'clock Central right here on American Family Radio. That's right, a Bible study program live on the air in the afternoons here on American Family Radio. Check it out.
Along with Bert Harper.
All right, Bert Harper. Bert and Alex. Not Bert and Ernie now. Bert and Alex. Where are you today, Alex?
Well, I'm in North Carolina, and I'm thoroughly enjoying listening to you guys. Mm. What a great show you've got today.
Well, appreciate it, as opposed to other days when
when it's you could just mediocre. It's been mediocre before. Yeah. We admit it.
No.
We can't be stellar every day. hey, Alex, we've come to the last question in your book, which tell us about the title of the book, and then I'll ask you the last question.
Sure. The book is The 21 Toughest Questions Your Kids Will Ask About Christianity. And I was on the road speaking, interviewed a lot of families. And what we've done for kids 5 to 12, so children up to preteens, we really want to help mom and dad be able to answer their kids' questions and pass the faith on and equip their young people to defend their Christian beliefs. And
give me the top three questions. Give me the top. We don't have time to get into question number 21 in any great detail. Just give me the top three questions that you cover in this book, because this is a book, a DVD, where you teach a video that we have. And
Leader's Guide.
A leader's guide. I mean, we got the whole package here. What's the top three questions that you dealt with?
probably the top three would be, if God loves me, why does bad stuff happen? Number two would be, is all that stuff in the Bible really true? And number three, if I sin, will God still love me? And you know, all these questions, and I want to say these are actual questions from actual young people on the road. We did a lot of interviews with families. Also, for the book, we interviewed a lot of people, not only my own research in 20 years of youth ministry and speaking all over, but we interviewed people like Dr. James Dobson and people like Dr. Tim Clinton and other, you know, what I believe are great experts on defending the faith, building in the heart of your child a faith that goes the distance. And then with American Family Studios, in addition to the book, we created a video curriculum that recently won an award. And so we just want families everywhere, churches everywhere, to get this, because more than ever, we need to not only stand strong for the faith, but equip our young people to do it as well.
All right, what do we have? Tell us what the folks are getting for $39.99.
Well, you get my book, you get a leader's guide, you get a study guide, and then fourthly, you get these DVDs that we filmed in front of a live audience, and it's perfect for your own study. Husbands and wives are studying this together. Churches are doing this. I mean, we've talked with churches that are, you know, on Sunday night or Wednesday night, and then they're doing it in Sunday school. So it's the 21 toughest questions your kids will ask, and it's not only how to really bring your kids up to speed, but mom and dad, you're going to grow in your own faith as well as you go through this.
So for $39.99, which is a bargain, it's an absolute bargain, you get all what Alex just mentioned, the whole kit, 21 toughest questions.
Great for Sunday school, great for small groups, great for a Wednesday night or a Sunday night at church.
You can call and use your credit card and order right now. We'll ship it to you. Here's the phone number for $39.99. Here's the phone number to call, 877-927-4917. 877-927-4917. I'll give it one more time, 877-927-4917. A great curriculum. You're looking for a great curriculum for your church, for your own family, for your youth group. This is it. The 21 toughest questions your kids will ask about Christianity. The website to order is afastore.net, afastore.net. Go ahead, Alex.
Well, you know, the Lord has allowed me to write 17 books. I give God the glory. But, guys, I really think this is the most important resource I've ever had the privilege of working on, because we're talking about passing the gospel to the next generation. Mm-hmm. We're talking about the practical ways to help your kids think and live biblically. And with so much at stake nowadays and so many ways the faith is under attack, I mean, we wrote this book and we filmed these DVDs on our knees in prayer. And I really think this is probably the most important thing God's ever let me be a part of creating.
Yeah. Well, praise God for what you've done here. Because I know you put a couple of years into this, Alex, yourself.
We did, yeah.
Blood, sweat, and tears. And this will live a long time. This is a great quote shelf life, and it'll help a lot of Christians.
These are questions Christians have been asking for 2,000 years.
And Alex explores them, and he answers them.
Right.
And all right, Alex, thanks for your time. Appreciate it, brother.
God bless you guys.
Okay, that's Dr. Alex McFarland. You're here this afternoon at 3:05 Central Time. He'll be on the air with Brother Bert Harper, and they'll be, I don't know what they're studying, but it's the Word of God.
Right.
It'll help you know more about the Bible and how to live for the Lord. Folks, you have a great day. Keep listening to American Family Radio, and we'll see you back here tomorrow.